Now to Germany, which is struggling to integrate more than 1 million asylum seekers who arrived this year. Some cities are focusing on education as the pathway to integration, even for those who may eventually face deportation. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin.
The student body at Johanna Eck School in Berlin is a jumble of nationalities and ethnicities that highlight Germany's changing identity. Students here have their roots in the Middle East, Central Asia, and Africa, and schoolyard conversations are in numerous languages. Greetings in those languages are painted on the building's many steps. Silke Donat is a teacher and vice principal at the school.
They should feel welcome in our school, so we take time to talk with the students and their parents or their guardians. And we try to take these interviews in the language they speak.
Donat says the moment children are admitted to her school, assimilation begins. A quarter of her students, most of them asylum seekers, are divided based on ability among welcome classes offering extra language tutoring and other help. Those units are blended with regular classes so that newcomers more quickly learn German and make friends. German police are not allowed to come in and talk to students here, even when they or their families face deportation, Donat says.
They should feel free and safe. This is important. Otherwise, it's difficult to learn.
Wir können es auch so schreiben, der Absender. Und das wäre...
On a recent morning, about 20 of them look riveted as their teacher explains how to address letters and envelopes in Germany. It's a vital skill in a country that stresses formality and written exchanges. Two of the students are ninth graders Jamil Mohammed Amin and Zara Hussein. They are 16 and Syrian Kurds.
Wir sprechen Kurdisch, aber also welche Sprachen wir können?
Jamil says he still speaks Kurdish at home with his parents, but is clearly fluent in his new language as well. He recently wrote and performed a rap song in German about the love of one's mother and the loss of family during war. The song, which also includes Persian lyrics sung by a friend, has been uploaded to YouTube. Jamil is also integrating in other ways. He says he's not a big fan of German food, but does watch German language video series. His favorite one is called Auf Streife, or On Patrol, which is about German police patrols. The Aleppo native says he feels a lot more German now than when he first arrived 2 years ago. His father moved with him, his mother, and three brothers to Saxony in eastern Germany at that time.
Und von 7 Stunden hatte ich vielleicht 2 Stunden am Tag.
Jamil says Germans there acted as if his family had come for welfare benefits instead of to escape a war. And he says the Saxon school didn't even try to assimilate newcomers. Things are better at the Johanna Eck School in Berlin, but Jamil's classmate, Zara, says he struggled at first because he was alone and 14 when he arrived. The teen says he fled to Germany without his family after he was drafted by the YPG Kurdish Army in Syria. The Berlin government has put him up in a nearby apartment with two other unaccompanied teens. His roommates, who've been here less than 6 months, are still waiting for documents that would allow them to go to school. Officials here say the number of migrant children waiting to go to school will likely rise as thousands of asylum seekers continue to cross over Germany's borders each day. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.